This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
In America, Hillary Clinton, big concerns for her health. She's been diagnosed with pneumonia and been ordered to rest by her doctors. The Democratic presidential candidate had to leave a September 11th memorial service in New York yesterday and appeared to collapse as she was being escorted away from the event into her SUV. Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks says Mrs. Clinton was diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday, but the news was only made public late last night.
It's honestly hard to understand what the Clinton campaign thought they were doing, with so many rumours already flying about Mrs. Clinton's health, and many of them completely unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. The campaign now finds itself accused of trying to cover up the problem that she's facing, and it was only that very dramatic public moment at the 9/11 memorial service in New York that seems to have forced the campaign's hand in cell phone video filmed by a passerby. You can see Mrs. Clinton propping herself up against a metal bollard, then wobbling, and finally falling into the arms of her aides as she was about to be driven away from the scene. They took her to her daughter's apartment in the center of Manhattan. She emerged from there about an hour later, saying she felt fine, but again, not disclosing the pneumonia diagnosis. That was only made public very late in the day on Sunday. In a statement, Mrs. Clinton's doctor saying the diagnosis was made on Friday as part of an evaluation of a persistent cough that she has previously blamed on seasonal allergies. But what is so remarkable about all of this is that it comes just 1 week after Mrs. Clinton invited reporters onto her campaign plane to follow her for the first time since this campaign got underway. She promised to be more transparent with them, and yet there they were on Sunday, completely in the dark about her disappearance from the 9/11 event, and they were kept in the dark about her medical condition for several hours thereafter.
And indeed, Simon, the pressure's mounting not just on Mrs. Clinton, but also on the Republican candidate Donald J. Trump to be more transparent about their medical health records.
Well, we've certainly never seen two candidates for the presidency in the modern era offer the American people fewer details about their medical histories. Hillary Clinton, to be fair, has proffered more information than Donald Trump, but that wouldn't be difficult. The only thing we've seen about his health is a letter written by a neurologist who recently conceded that he knocked it out in less than 5 minutes after a request by the Republican candidate earlier in the year. Mrs. Clinton has gone part of the way to explaining the concussion that she suffered back in December 2012 while she was Secretary of State. It was a concussion that required several weeks of rest and treatment to overcome. She's recently blamed it for a foggy memory about some of the meetings that she held during that time, particularly meetings relating to her controversial use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. Look, American voters traditionally get almost too much information about the physical condition of their candidates. That's a reaction partly to the days of the John F. Kennedy administration when his Addison's disease wasn't publicly disclosed. You could go back even further to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He used a wheelchair throughout his presidency because of polio, but Americans never saw that in any of the news coverage about him. So voters today are used to being informed about the health of the candidates. Donald Trump is under pressure to produce more detailed medical information about his health history, but Hillary Clinton already subjected to that whispering campaign about the true state of her health, has now guaranteed that her every step will be followed by cameras and reporters and scrutinized to see whether she recovers fully and whether it is genuinely only pneumonia that has temporarily sidelined her.
Fascinating insight into the race for the White House from Simon Marks. Plenty more from Simon, and don't forget to check out his podcast on our website, lbc.co.uk.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.